The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Before we get started, just a quick note to say that some of the names in this podcast have been changed to protect their identities, but the stories you are about to hear are very real indeed. Please check the episode show notes for trigger warnings, as listener discretion is advised.
If you'd like to share your story on the Affair podcast, please email our wonderful producers on affair@curvemedia.com.
Welcome to the Affair podcast. I'm Anna Williamson. Now, if you don't know me, I'm a relationship therapist, coach, and TV personality. Now, this podcast will unveil the secrets behind modern day affairs as we explore everything from emotional affairs to rebuilding trust after betrayal. One in five people have admitted to having an affair, but it's a topic that is rarely explored and remains taboo because it sparks such powerful emotions and judgments. Each episode features a different real-life affair story told by the people involved and offers insights into the emotions, causes, and consequences of infidelity in today's world. From the motivations behind affairs to the impact on relationships, we'll uncover the raw truth behind one of the most painful aspects of human relationships. So, without further ado, let's meet today's guest. On the podcast today, I have a young lady named Darcy. Welcome to the Affair podcast, Darcy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, thank you for being brave enough to want to come on and share your story. And the whole purpose, as many of my listeners will know, is this whole space is an opportunity to understand and be curious. And yeah. I'm really, really thrilled that you're here. What made you want to come and tell your story?
I feel like my story is quite recent. And for me, I guess it's kind of like a therapy, and it's to kind of get things off my chest, off my mind. And move forwards, I guess.
Great. I love that. So that suggests to me that whatever situation has been playing out for you within an affair has come to an end. So I guess my first question is, what perspective, what position were you in an affair?
So I was seeing a man that was married.
So you were, in inverted commas, the other woman.
Yeah, the other woman.
The other woman.
Yeah.
So you were seeing a man who was married. And this relationship, sounds as though it's something that is no more. And we will get to the place at some point during our chat to figure out why that is no longer a relationship that you're in, and indeed what happened and what unpacked. So if I can, Darcy, if we can take the clock back and rewind to even before you'd met this person, just before, what was life like for you? Where were you relationship wise?
I was single. Again, had been single for quite some time. All my previous relationships had been really toxic. For one reason or another, I've either been cheated on, or there's been, you know, other things that have not been nice that have happened. And I guess I was at a point where, you know, I feel ready to settle down. I'd really like to meet someone. And I guess I was feeling lonely. So I guess it's like the timing of when you meet someone. Obviously this person came into my life when they did, and there was just that connection, but I feel like the connection came from me being lonely.
Wow, that's a really interesting place to start, and actually an interesting mindset to reminisce back to. Have, even to this date, had you ever connected that and thought about what your headspace was like?
Yeah, I guess. But I easily fall in love. And right. I'm all in, all out. It takes, I don't find myself attracted to many people at all. Like, I feel like there's got to be a spark or a connection or something. Like, I'm beyond looking at someone physically. I don't know what it is that had drawn me towards this person. I guess it's just with someone that was there and was listening to me and someone that was seeing every day. Whereas on a day-to-day basis, yes, I see people at work, but in my own private time, you know, I could go days without seeing anyone other than perhaps family or friend. Like, I don't know, but yeah, it was just that man to speak to, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, a man to speak to. So talk us through who was this man?
So we met one another in work. We'd been working together for some time. And I guess it was something that just gradually developed and went that step too far. It should never have became a relationship.
Ooh, okay. And that step too far, in inverted commas, I want to unpack. So yeah. You'd been working together for a while. And talk me through this man. Had you noticed him before? Did he work in your department? Was he a higher hierarchy than you?
No, not at all. No, it totally different job within my workplace. So there was no hierarchy at all. He's older than me.
So when you say he was older than you, much older?
Yeah, quite a bit older.
Spill the tea.
So there's a 20-year age gap.
Wow, that is quite an age gap.
Age gap has never been a thing to me. I'm not drawn towards older men, but I do like someone that's mature and someone that I know isn't going to want to be out clubbing every weekend. I just feel like there's more to their personality, whereas younger lads are like, oh, beer, football, let's go out. And I don't know, there's just something that draws me towards an older person. But that being said, now looking back, I would never date someone again of that kind of age gap, because you're just on different pages of life.
And did you know much about him before? So did you know anything about his life? Did he wear a wedding ring? I mean, was there anything that you knew about him?
You know what? To this day, I've never actually looked to see whether he's got a wedding ring. To this day, and you've actually just put that question in my head, I'd never crossed my mind. I'm almost certain that he doesn't. Almost certain, because I'm sure it's something that I would have noticed. I don't really know the truth of the scenario with his wife. I know how much he didn't like his wife. So I'd imagine that he wouldn't have been wearing a wedding ring.
You started seeing this guy. Did you know he was married?
Initially, no. But he was, giving me due respect, he was quite honest. So within perhaps a month, a few weeks of us having grown closer and having started dating, he did tell me he was married. Though I was led to believe he wasn't in love with his wife.
It sounds like he wasn't completely crystal clear. You said led to believe. I thought they were. Did he skirt around it?
Yeah, it was skirted around. I knew he told me he was married, so he was honest with that part. But there was like, oh, but I don't like my wife. We don't share a room together, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So
you'd already started this romance. And so can I ask sort of how that started to manifest?
He's a really funny person. There was just lots of jokes and lots of banter at work, and it became would you like to go out for a drive, and then that turned into meeting up outside of work regularly, going for a drive, getting a takeaway.
And did you fancy him when you first met him?
It's hard to say. Like I said, I'm not a one for physical looks, but once I've got a connection with someone, like there's that connection. Like I fall in love with someone for who they are. And yeah, so fancy is not the correct word, but
right. Yeah. How could you describe that connection? So he's 20 years older. There was something about him. What was it that you were really drawn to?
I really can't say. I'm not sure. I guess it's just someone that is always there for me on the other end of the phone, no matter any time of day. He would call me and text me every day. And I've never had from a man someone that's been so, you know, hey, how are you? What are you doing? Where are you? You know, like just the attention, I guess, from that person. All of the wrong attention, but...
Well, it felt nice by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And it sounds like the attention, it was attention, it was positive attention, and it was consistent. And so, and you just described as well at the beginning that you were lonely. So I think logically it makes sense why you would be enjoying that. If it was positive, I'm assuming it was complimentary to you.
There's a lot more. A lot more happened in the relationship that turned out narcissistic, kind of.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And as much as it was lovely at times, there was a lot of really nasty, really horrible stuff said a lot of the time. But I'm like a very forgiving person and very like understanding of that someone does something because of a past trauma. And I tried to see through that and excuse it. But when I look back, I was like, actually, there's a lot of things. A lot of the time, the attention I was getting wasn't, in fact, nice at all. But it was, again, it was just someone that after would have done something I didn't like, would be like, oh, I'm really, really sorry, you know, and be talking to me again normally 30 seconds later. And it was a very flip side kind of relationship.
It sounds it, and so it started when it started, and I think this is always quite an interesting one to unpack. Mm-hmm. So when the relationship first started, so you didn't know he was married until a month in, as you say. But when he was starting to message you all the time, I want to just to focus on the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Was it all positive? And you've often heard about the term. Yeah, you've often heard about. We talk about the word love bombing, and the reason why I bring that in because you mentioned there were perhaps narcissistic tendencies that we will get into. So, would you say if you could look back now at that time, that first month or two, was it lots of attention very quickly?
Lots of attention, lots of love, lots of care. And always texting me, I don't know how many times a day, always on the phone. And then, of course, seeing one another at work as well. So
it was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, intense. And it does sound, that is quite characteristic of what we call love bombing.
Yeah.
Straight away, we're, you know, wanting to sort of motor that relationship. So you started dating. You said you'd gone out for drives, you'd have takeaways. And then he disclosed to you he was married. How did that conversation actually come up? Because that is the bombshell. Did you suspect? Did he volunteer the information?
I don't think it was very so much black and white. I can't actually remember how it came into conversation, to be honest. We would see each of us. It got to the point where we would see each of us so many times in a week, every week. And I'd never been to his house. So obviously there's a red flag there, you know, why we're not seen in public together. But I think I actually found out from others at work, and it came into conversation with himself as well, as to say he didn't hide it. I didn't know what to think. It wasn't until like you find out someone's married, and then you're trying to find out, okay, but sometimes marriage can just be a bit of paper. People separate, people go through divorces, so you know, you clearly aren't in love with your wife. So is this a relationship that could develop between me and you? Or
what was his general demeanor and attitude around him being married. I understand you say he made it sound like, rightly or wrongly, that it was not.
He really couldn't care less that he was married.
Right.
Couldn't care less. But for me, it's more, I don't understand, if you are married and you're not happy in your relationship, then why you don't leave?
A big question. Did you ask him that?
No, I don't. You know what? I'm very much, I would never have encouraged him to leave his wife. I respect that his relationship there is entirely his business, nothing to do with me. It's not something I'd want to encourage for him to leave her. That has to be his decision and his decision only. And I'd also hate to break up a family. It's just not something we'd ever really spoke about.
So I'm curious, what, with that information, you mentioned a family. So there are children?
18s.
So you a family unit. He has a family, essentially.
Yeah.
Whether or not he hates his wife or not, to your point, you say couldn't care less whether he was a married or not. He had a family, and he was willingly in another relationship with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he ever get paranoid or jealous that you might meet somebody else when you were together?
Jealous all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
How would that manifest? What would he say?
It would come across in jokes. Like you said, he's a very funny person, and would always joke about, oh, you know, that guy's a young guy. Like, look at him. Like, oh, he's into you. Or, oh, why don't you go and date him? Or, like, you know, it was banter, but that's how his jealousy came across it.
What if you had gone and like started seeing somebody else whilst you were seeing him? What would he have done, do you think? How would he have reacted?
Physically, he would never hurt me. He would never harm me physically. But as you say, emotionally, mentally, it wouldn't have gone down well at all.
I'm curious. When you found out he was married and he had a family, and when I hear you say, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, him to have left, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to have, you know, done that to a family. What, in that moment with that information, what made you stay?
I guess because I was in love.
Right.
Just because I was in love. And had he, off his own back, decided that it was time for him to leave his wife, then okay, that would have changed things. But in hindsight, I think also because of the age gap, in the back of my mind, I think I was telling myself, don't, you know, have this for what it is, and don't break up a family, because it's not a relationship that's going to go somewhere. There's a 20-year age gap. So, you know, and that, along with other things that happened, I was like, this is actually a really toxic, a really unhealthy relationship for me to be in. Yes, I have my good days and I'm happy at times, but then other times I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I should never have got into this relationship in the first place. Not like, I've always had really, really strong morals. Prior to have gotten in that relationship, I would never, ever have considered dating a married man, ever. But I can't, like, at the same time, I don't think you can help who you fall in love with. I got myself into this situationship, I'll call it, that I found not able to get away from. Because we work together, we, of course, are seeing each other multiple times. Every time I did try to pull myself out of the relationship, his kind of personality traits, as you say, he would be love bombing, he would text me so many times a day. So even when I was cold to him, it just kept turning around and coming back, and it's happy again, and then we'll meet up again the following week. But I also think, so my reaction to knowing that this was an unhealthy or wrong relationship was to try and pull myself away, which I found really, really difficult because I did love him. And I think that his reaction to knowing that the relationship was wrong and that he was married, and that his way of trying to pull that back was, he's a man, he wants sex, and it's all about the love bombing. But at the same time, I think that's why these nasty parts of his personality came out, because it was almost like he knows what he's doing is wrong, and maybe he didn't have the courage to end things, and maybe all the nasty things that were said or done was him realizing that I need to stop this and hoping that I would walk away from it.
This episode is sponsored by Saily. And what is Saily, I hear you ask? Well, Saily is a new eSIM service app brought to you by the creators of NordVPN. Saily takes away the risk of incurring huge roaming fees, battling with unreliable public Wi-Fi and queuing up in airports trying to buy a local SIM card. With Saily, all you need to do is download their app, select the country you'll be in, and then follow the instructions to find a plan that suits you. Your eSIM will activate when you land, you'll join to a local network, and you'll always have a connection when you need it. With over 190 countries and 80 regions to choose from, once you've downloaded the app, you can use their service each time you travel abroad. Whether I'm working overseas, on a holiday with a fam, or traveling with friends, Saily has me covered. So download the Saily app in your app store. Just use the code AFFAIR at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm the person that finds it incredibly difficult to walk away from a relationship. I fall very, very much in love and grow really attached. And I feel like perhaps I've met my match. I feel like he might have been the same. So I don't think that he was able to walk away from me just as much as I was unable to walk away from him.
And did you love each other? Did you tell you loved each other?
I loved him. Did he know that? Yeah, of course he knew that. I'm quite like a small gestures kind of person, like quite a romantic. And yeah, he knew that I loved him. Did he love me? No, I don't think so. I think it was just very much about the companionship and the sex, to be honest.
And did you know that and feel that at the time, or is that just something you realize now?
I felt it throughout the whole relationship. I knew that he did. Well, I feel that he cared about me, but there was no romance, there was no love. And I would never hear from his mouth that he loves me. Never.
Right, right. Did you ever ask? Did you ever get into those conversations?
He would sit down instantly. He would laugh in my face and turn nasty, probably.
Wow.
His behaviour, his personality is something that I've never come across before.
Right, right. I'm curious, and if you're happy, I don't know if you're comfortable going there, and please say no, you don't want to, because that's perfectly fine, and it's about you feel comfortable. But when you say he was verbally abusive to you, manipulative to you, used to say nasty things, and I hear you say you tried to get very difficult when you worked together as well, when you tried to pull away from him, he would come back to you, you know, sending you messages. Do you mind if I ask to just let us in a bit on what were his messages like, and what things would he say to you to manipulate or to be?
I don't even know where to start. Very nasty things. I was often told to go and kill myself, often told, along with many other unpleasant things. And it's hard for me to talk about now because there's so many bad things I could say. But at the same time, I still care about him. There's no connection there. There's no romance. There's no, we've completely cut one another off. But there's still a big part of me that cares about him. And I think I'm very understanding, or perhaps too understanding of why people do the things that they do. And I think it's because he had a lot of trauma when he was younger. And I feel like that's caused him to be the way that he is towards others.
It might be a reason, but is it an excuse?
I don't know. I don't know. I hate to paint anyone in a bad light. And I'd like to, I forgive people for the things that they've said and they've done. We did have our good moments.
I mean, it sounds like, and again, I don't want to dwell on it too much because I am also very aware from a therapeutic standpoint that this is something that you've moved through and I don't want to take you back there. But hearing, somebody that you were physically intimate with was then on the other hand telling you to go kill yourself. I mean, was there any prompt? I mean, like, just going to put it out there, that is never okay. Was there anything that would prompt that kind of behavior from him? Or like you say, it sounds like it was a bit off and on. Like, when was he nice and when wasn't he? And was there any pattern in his behavior?
There was no pattern. There was no prompts. There was nothing to cause it. It was perhaps a bit of a, I don't know the term, a personality disorder maybe. Because I would understand his behaviors if I'd done something to trigger it or done something wrong and think, oh, okay, he's not like that and that's why he's behaved that way. But because it was so out of the blue and for no reason whatsoever, I was like, okay, this is like no reflection on me. It's, it's something that he perhaps needs help with, or that's just the way he's happy to live. That's just who he is and he's not going to change. I don't think he'll ever change.
I mean, that shows actually very good self-esteem that you were able to recognize in that moment that this is actually not a me problem, that is a him problem, and you're absolutely right. And well done, because I think you're a strong cookie, and so many people fall victim to the believing what the perpetrator is saying. How would you respond to him when he was nasty and saying these disgusting things?
It's interesting because everything nasty that was said was always over text message. It was never face to face. The only thing that was ever said face to face would be if he knew that I was upset about something or something bad had happened in my personal life, he would laugh about it. He would laugh out loud in my face. Other than that, everything was via text message that was nasty. And I think that was how I could almost separate the two as well, because when I see him, he's lovely, great guy, but when he's messaging me, you'd read through messages and you'd just be like, who is this person? It's like perhaps bipolar or something. I don't know. Most of the time, I would just not respond to anything horrible that was said. But then minutes later, I could receive an apology, crying emojis, apology, I'm really sorry, I shouldn't have said that. And then conversation would start again as normal. But it was so often. It could be multiple times a day that I get, this message that.
And was this and was this alongside working with him in the day as well?
Yeah. He wouldn't message me whilst he's working. Obviously, whilst he's working. But we would see each other every other day, almost at work. So some days I would go into work and just ignore him, and other days I would be there. I'd say hello, and we'd have conversation as if there was no problem, as if I was not upset, or if he'd not said the things he'd said, and it was just back to one of like me loving him.
so it's an interesting pattern that you recognize. Your intentions are wonderful, but to your own detriment, leaves you wide open to experience things that nobody should ever have to experience and should never tolerate. May I ask, were you physically intimate?
Yeah, of course.
So how long had this all been going on for? And at any point, so it sounds like there was a lot of push-pull. At any point, did you feel, I need to leave this relationship? This is not for me.
Very early on. More so because before the relationship developed into how it did, weeks into it, I felt that what I'm doing is wrong. He's married. So I knew that it was something that I needed to walk away from. I found it incredibly difficult. I'd fallen in love with him. He was there for me. So.
And did he ever suggest not being with you anymore? This wasn't working for him?
No, he would have continued to this day. I don't know. And I think it was getting to a point where the only way that this relationship is going to stop is if I walk away or if your wife finds out. And I was like, I would rather your wife not find out. I would rather just end this now and move forward.
And at any point, had he suggested he would leave his wife for you?
No, he would never. He wasn't happy. But he'd never suggested that he would leave his wife. But I think that was for other reasons. It wasn't for a reason of that he loved his wife. It was for a reason of because he was older and had been in a marriage for a long time. Obviously, your whole life, all the people in your life you know are through your family or through your, you know, and then the house and the money situation. You know, there was a lot of elements, which is why he would never consider leaving.
And you were aware of that from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people that stay in, I mean, who knows what did or didn't go on within his relationship over there. But you suggested at various points you wanted to pull away, but through being at work, it was very difficult. And the minute you did pull away, he would come forward, which again, as well, just sort of by definition is very typical of a psychologically coercive, controlling relationship. So what happened? Like, how did you get out?
I feel like I just have a switch. My brain just has a switch. It was a very long build-up. So I knew from the relationship was maybe nearly 2 years. So say a year and a half in, not a year and a half in, like 6 months in, I was like, okay, I know I need to leave this relationship. It's no good for me. And it took me, say, a year and a half of knowing that I need to leave and that I want to leave, but at the same time being, no, I love this man, I'm happy, let's just keep rolling.
Can I ask you a question, just because I'm curious?
Yeah.
How would you define love, the love you felt for him? Can you define it?
I guess it's just someone being there for me when I'm lonely and when I've not got a big friendship circle or I'm not seeing many people outside of my work. To know I can come home and be texting someone or pick up the phone and we go meet. It was just having that someone there for me that I've never had before.
Did it feel like, I mean, so I know you said you'd had some, you know, bad experiences with men previously. Had you ever been in an affair, you know, within before, or was this the first time? And did it feel like a real relationship?
This was the first time. As I say, prior to having met this guy, I would never have considered dating someone that's married. I'd be like, that's stupid. Don't do it. Why would you do that? And like my morals would just not let me.
And I think that's so interesting because every single person I've spoken to on this podcast and outside has said the same. And, you know, nobody from just through my little pool of research, not one person has said, I have intended to go after a married person. And I think that is a really important piece of evidence to bring forward, really, just from what so many like yourself and other guests have said. Nobody, you know, sets out one day and goes, right, get me a married woman or get me a married man. It's so much more just through these stories unpacking. It's so much more nuanced than that, so much more, and often you know, led by someone not being truthful from the very beginning. And then in your case, you've fallen hook, line and sinker. We've already established that you love hard, you fall hard. And at that point you were in, and it was very difficult for you to come out, particularly when you had somebody that was pretty toxic as well around you. And I really feel for you. That sounds a really difficult situation to be in and to try and manage. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that you say, you know, you really were trying to leave this relationship for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a long time. I mean, did anyone know about it? Friends, your family? I mean, did his wife suspect anything?
I'm a really open person and I talk to people and I overshare. And there's things that I should probably keep to myself at times, because as you say, I would tell my friends and they would be like, he's married, what are you doing? Like, it's almost as if I was in the wrong. And I'm like, well, hold on, I love this man. Prior to this, you know, I'm single. Like, he's the one that's in the wrong.
And that's interesting. So you didn't feel that you were in the wrong?
I did, but as part of the bigger picture, I'm like, I guess I'm kind of making an excuse for myself, because I'm like, well, no, I'm single. Like, I can go out and date who I like. You know, I'm not hurting anyone. It's the person that's married that I believe, if they're not happy in their marriage, should leave that person, you know, as to not hurt someone. But I don't want to push all the blame to him, because I do, it is like, it's two to tango, you know, I shouldn't have got involved.
I think it's also perfectly fine to just be really honest about that as you feel, you know. Yeah. I think because it is, I mean, did you get a lot of judgment then from the people you told?
I think people were judging me behind my back. People, you know, they're my friends, and I don't feel like they'd say to my face, you know, what are you doing? But yeah, I feel like I know I would be judging someone, as horrible as that sounds. If I knew my friend was dating a married person, I'd be like, that's horrible. Like, why are you doing it? And you do realize that you're only going to get hurt. Like, you know.
And I think you're really honest in the way you've just said that, because, yeah, I think most of us probably have that opinion, mm-hmm. until you find yourselves in that situation. And then you go, oh, it's not as simple as that. Or, you know, and every situation is very different. Were there ever any times, like, was it all quite behind closed doors, cloak and dagger, or did he ever come out and meet any of your friends or family?
No, he never met any. Once he met one family member, just by chance, just by passing. But no, he'd never met any of my friends or family, because I guess, you know, he would never want to be seen in public with me, because it would perhaps lead to his wife finding out. So,
right. And did you ever know what his wife was like? Did you ever see her? Or just
I don't know her name. I've never seen her. It was all kept very, I never asked questions, but also I was never told. There's lots of people that I know that know who his wife is, that have also obviously never told his wife about our affair.
You think she knew?
I've no idea. You know what? He paints this picture of them not being in love and them hating one another. But really, to be honest, I've no idea. I don't. Maybe they're very much in love. Maybe she has absolutely no clues to that he's been, was dating me and has gone on to date other women. I've always been one to say that I never regret the things that I've done, because I think like everything is an experience. Like, you do learn from your mistakes. But at the same time, it is something that I do regret.
What is it that you regret?
Wasted time. I've spent 2 years wasting time, you know, that I could have potentially met a good man for me in that time, you know, someone that is serious, that would have liked to settle down. I would like family one day. So yeah, mostly regret because of the wasted time, but also because I was really hurt. Like, it did mess me up, you know. It's taken a while to move past it.
Mm. And I think, and I can understand why. That's a lot to have it having gone through. So how did it end? How did the relationship, because say you were working together, you had tried to, he kept kind of then bombarding your messages again. So how did that actually, how did you finally finish that, or did he?
I finished it, and I feel like it's a, for me, it was a bit, like I said, over a year and a half of a build up, and then I've just got a switch that goes, okay, like, I'm done.
When you check out, you check out.
I've gone. So I blocked his number, and that was it.
Wow. Oh my God.
I think he said one like last horrible thing, and I just blocked the number, and that was it. It was then difficult because we're still seeing each other face to face at work.
Oh my God.
I would go into work and I would say hello. But there'd just be no conversation. There'd be no. It was almost as if there'd never been an affair. That nothing had ever happened. I would walk past him and say hello. Just yeah.
Oh my gosh, Darcy, that has. I'm like, mic drop moment. You literally just pulled the plug out of all of that time. You just went, nah. Do you know what? I'm done. I've checked out. You blocked him, so he couldn't message you. And vice versa. And that was it? What? It
was almost it. It did have problems for a short time afterwards of receiving calls from private numbers, guess who? So that was a little bit difficult because I'm like, should I pick up this call? Is it going to be work calling me, or is it this man again?
So did you pick up the phone? Did you have a conversation?
There was no conversation. There's a couple of times where I picked up the call from a private number. And then it's him on the other end of the phone, and I've been like, what do you want? That's it. And then phone down again.
So you didn't discuss it? You didn't actually, just was like, I'm done, get out of my life?
We both knew the relationship was wrong for a number of reasons, for age, for an affair, for the toxic, you know. I'm wondering if he ever felt bad that he was holding me off from meeting a good man. Perhaps that might have played on his mind because of the age gap. I still care about him to this day, which might sound bizarre to anyone listening. But yeah, we can now have a conversation. If we see each other, it's, hey, how are you? Yeah, that's it. You know, but outside of work, there is absolutely nothing. It's blocked and I'll never go back there. It's been, I'm trying to think. It's been about half a year now. Maybe it's a little bit longer since I blocked his number, and that's just been it.
that honestly, Darcy, that is quite the resolve. You know, quite the resolve, especially as you're still working together.
Yeah.
Has he ever? I mean, you say you still care about him. What is it that you feel is driving that emotion?
I've no idea. I guess it's because I've had that physical connection.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I wish that guys would understand that when you have sex with someone, it's a much, much, much deeper emotional connection. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, sex is great, but it's not about the sex. It's about the intimacy and the feeling you get from that. That makes you feel, well, makes me fall very much in love.
Yeah, and that is biologically something that women are predisposed in particular to feel. Not everyone, differing levels, but that is not an uncommon thing.
Men don't seem to have that.
it is less. It is. I mean, it can be, but if we're talking, you know, but Adam and Eve, you know, then that it does weigh, you know, more on a female for there to be emotional connection, as not just a kind of physical primate, you know, must reproduce. I'm curious, were you the first? Do you know if you ever cheated before?
I imagine so. Again, I don't want to talk too much about his life without giving things away. But yeah, I'm pretty confident. Again, I don't know if it's just the guys like to brag and go, oh, I've slept with X, Y, and Z. Mm. Perhaps he hadn't, perhaps he just liked to brag just to make me feel bad that he's then moved on to someone else. I don't know.
Has he moved on to someone else?
Again, it could just all be talk. I have no idea. I don't know.
But you've heard suspicions that he might have.
You would tell me, like, yeah, I've gone And I'm like, okay, like it doesn't, that side of things doesn't bother me. I'm like, I'm totally checked out. I'm gone. So
well done for checking out. And I would imagine you've probably had processed so much of this trauma and this anxiety and all of this to and fro and that was going on with this guy. You knew, you're consciously, you know, you listened to your gut, you knew this wasn't good for you. You'd already said, you knew it wasn't healthy from the very beginning. You always knew it. But that driver of feeling lonely and you were in love with him was keeping you in. And then suddenly, as you say, you got more and more to the end of that fuse. And then actually that tipped the balance of I know I needed to leave and now I do need to leave. And there would have probably been probably he said something in particular where, you know, right day, right time for you within your own headspace. You were like, I don't deserve this. I don't need this. And then you checked out. I mean, it sounds a lot to have gone through. You're 6 months on now. How are you?
Yeah. Okay. Might have got myself into another sticky situationship that I'm trying to...
Okay.
Move on from.
Okay.
I always attract and I always meet the people that just aren't right for me.
But we put ourselves out to what we will, you know, remember this, Darcy, that it's your stall. You set out your stall.
Yeah.
And you only let people come into that stall that you are wanting to attract.
You know what? I'm so guarded as well. Like, the nature of my work, I meet so many men, I speak to so many people, and I very much guard up and I never, ever, ever let anyone in. It's like people always say, like, your walls are high. But then there's always that one that slips through and you're like, I don't even know how they've got in.
So my advice to you, without this being a therapy session, is be really, really, really introspective of what it is. The walls are up. Why? What happens to allow that one person in?
Yeah.
What characteristics are they displaying? What is it tapping into in me that is allowing them to come in? And then that will hopefully, what would hopefully do is help you make good decisions for the right reasons for you with the right available people. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious to know, what would you say to a friend of yours that might be entering an affair?
Don't.
Really?
Don't. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's going to end up in heartbreak, heartbreak, whether or not for you, but the people involved. Yeah. If it can be avoided, like I said, it's difficult because they've been there and you can't help who you fall in love with, but I would definitely advise not to.
Everyone has their element of responsibility in these situations. Would you have done anything differently?
Yeah, not have gone there.
Really?
Day on, yeah. I would have walked away a lot sooner knowing that he was married.
So for anyone listening now, what would you like them to take away from hearing your story? And what would you like them to know about what it's like being in an affair?
Just to avoid it, to not put yourself in the same situation that I was in, because there's bound to be hurt or you are going to hurt someone else. If that person, other person in the affair, truly did love you, they would break up with their partner. They would leave their relationship and sort out their own life before getting involved with you. And I think if they're willing to cheat on their partner, the chances are they're going to be willing to cheat on you further down the line. So, yeah.
That's really powerful, Darcy. Thank you for sharing that. Really, really powerful. And what would you say if anyone does hold any judgment still towards you, your situation, or infidelity? What can people take away from hearing these stories on the Affair podcast?
I think people are always going to be judgmental when it comes to affairs. I kind of wish that women wouldn't get the blame so much, I mean the side chick. I wish the side chick, or however you call it, wouldn't get the blame so much, because it takes two to tango. That side person is the single person. It's the person in the relationship that really, I guess, is in the wrong. But also for people to be understanding of, we're all human. You can't help who you fall in love with and how life goes. And just to try and understand people's different sides to the stories.
Well, listen, Darcy, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. And you mentioned there's a little situationship which you need to perhaps have a think about. And I think what has certainly come through today is that you are a young woman who cares and you have a lot of love to give. And I want to give it to. I would love you, as cheesy as this sounds, first and foremost, as a relationship coach, I want you to give that love to yourself first. Okay. We need to fill that cup up fully ourselves. We need to be content and love ourselves inside out before we are in a really good place to welcome someone into our lives, because we want them, not because we need them. I really hope for moving forwards with you. You know, you deserve love. You deserve happiness. You deserve having a partner who treats you with love and respect and makes you feel good.
Yeah, I just want someone that will give to me the same as I give to them. That's all I ask for.
And I really, really hope it happens to you and for you, because you deserve it. Darcy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today on the podcast.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you for listening to the Affair podcast. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in today's episode, please see the show notes for organisations who can offer support and advice. Don't forget to subscribe so you are the first to know when a brand new episode drops. But until then, I'm Anna Williamson, and this has been The Affair.
This podcast is a Curve Sounds production.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.